there's an explanation here for the ultimate playlist of banned wedding songs. Walt Hickey of 538.com put this together, and here's a little explanation, and then we'll talk about some of these. Now, what songs would you never want played at your wedding, and what songs would you actually choose to never hear again, if you could? if you could do that. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Songs that you would ban from your wedding, perhaps you did ban from your wedding, or songs that you would just basically never want to hear again. Text or call us at 312-981-7200. Here we go. It says, we're smack dab in the middle of wedding season, which means it's the perfect time to revisit one of the most divisive components of wedding planning out there, the music. Specifically, we wanted to know what songs couples ban at their wedding receptions. The sonic experience is considered so universally unpalatable that statistically discernible numbers of people go out of their way to avoid hearing them on the happiest day of their lives. So we have the list, and we have the songs. And let's start at number 20 of them. So let's start at number 20, and we can discuss some of these songs. Number 20 is Watch Me, parentheses, Whip Nay Nay, by Salento? Is that how you pronounce it?
I've never actually heard the artist's name before. I've only heard the song.
Esmeralda, do you know? Is it Salento?
No, I'm same with Dan. I've only heard the song.
Okay, well, this is number 20 on the list of banned songs. We don't want this at our wedding. Thank you.
Watch me, nay, nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me, nay, nay.
Can you do it?
Now watch me. Ooh, watch yeah. me. Watch me. Ooh, watch yeah. me. Watch me. Ooh, watch yeah. me. Watch me. Ooh, okay.
Yeah, enough.
Ooh, okay.
That's enough.
I would only ban that because you know the dumbest people are going to go out there to whip and nay, nay.
Now, I don't even know what that means. That sounded like a different language to me. Is that this dance thing where they go like this?
No, that's Superman.
That's dab. Oh.
This thing?
I was going to say that's dabbing.
This.
No, dabbing's more in the
elbow. Oh, my God.
Okay.
The video of this is just.
Of what? To watch me whip
yeah.
it and whip the nay-nay?
Well, no. Oh, man.
So it
Come
is
on. Even Michelle
whip.
Obama knows how to whip a nay-nay.
Yeah.
I don't even. What is it?
So the whip is an actual whip.
Yeah.
Like Indiana Jones, and then the nay nay is this. It's kind of like that John Cena.
Oh, you can't see me?
Yeah.
All right. How long is this? How long has this been a thing?
5-6 years at least.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they've got Michelle Obama doing it?
Oh, it was huge when it came out.
Yeah. Whipping in the nay nay? Yeah, I don't know.
See, and that's why it can't be at weddings.
All right.
It's essentially just how you're talking about it.
I don't even know what the hell's going on. All right. By the way, there is a an 8-way tie for 13 on the list. So there's a tie here. These all were the percentage of the people that would like to say 3.8%. Of people polled wanted Watch Me Whip a Nay Nay, Nay Nay Whippy by Salenti or Salento or Salinto band. Here's the next one, also tied. The first 8 songs we're going to talk about and play were all tied for 13th place with 3.8%. So next with 3.8% is this.
Sweet Caroline. Good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was, but now I.
Why would you want that band from your wedding? That song's a classic.
Because everyone sings it. It gets embarrassing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think anytime you have the ones you have added extra verses to, that's always a dangerous
proposition. Oh, yeah, because they add verses to that, yeah. Yeah. Is Moni Moni on here?
It is not, but Christopher Midway just texted that in for that very reason.
Yeah. Moni Moni.
Those are the songs that you don't want, like, your weird uncle and your weird aunt to like get up and start singing, and then you're just like, ah.
Yeah, I'm forgetting the circumstance here. That's because it's at the wedding. Because I absolutely really love Sweet Caroline. I think it's a great song. But you're right. Everybody gets drunk at wedding receptions and acts like morons.
And these just facilitate even
you're,
more.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Okay, next on the list, again, tied, 3.8% of the couples want this band. Yeah, I can understand people wanting to ban that. For me, just quality reasons why I would ban that song. But also, he did put a ring on it, right? I mean, if you're at a wedding reception, he did put a ring on it.
I was surprised by this one because typically that's now what is played as the girls are getting out on the dance floor for the bouquet toss.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense. The only thing I like about this song is the sketch on SNL when Justin Timberlake, Bobby Moynihan, and Andy Samberg were the backup dancers. That is one of the funniest. That is unbelievably hilarious. Esmeralda, did you ever see that sketch?
Yeah. Yeah.
Timberlake is ridiculous in it. And they're all in that ridiculous costume that they have in the video, and they're all in heels. Seeing Moynihan in that costume right there is just worth watching. He's in a wacky... Dan, did you know that Moynihan is in a wacky sitcom?
Yeah, that's why he left, right?
Yeah, and it looks terrible, though. I always, you know, because I love Bobby Moynihan. And I guess it's like, we'll have to ask Feinberg next week, right? Yeah, no, because otherwise I'd be talking to him right now. Because he's on with us on Thursday mornings. Yeah, so Feinberg is next week. Well, I'll have to ask him about that one. I'm sure he's, you know, because he's watching pilot after pilot after pilot getting ready for the fall. And I can't remember what it's called, but I think it's about a character in three stages of life, like as a kid. And then he's like, you know, like a middle age or, you know, 30s, in his 30s guy. And then an old dude. That's the setup. And I can't remember. I think it's on ABC. But
Me, Myself, and I CBS.
It's CBS. Oh, that's why I see the commercials for it, because I watch Big Brother. That's the one thing about watching Big Brother. I know the entire CBS fall lineup. Like, I have the most knowledge of all of the three networks, the three, you know, broadcast network, four, for including Fox. The only network that I know the complete fall lineup is CBS, because they have commercials for their fall lineup 50,000 times during any episode of Big Brother. And I've gotten to the point now where I watch Big Brother live, even though, you know, my DVR is set to record it. But I watch it live, which means I sit through the commercials. Instead of on the DVR, you can always get right through them. But yeah, Bobby Moynihan in that little outfit. And Timberlake is such a ham bone. You know, he's so ridiculous in that. So, all right. What songs would you ban from your wedding? Or perhaps you did ban a song from your wedding. We banned a song. My first wedding, we banned a song. My first wedding, the first time I got married, was in September of 1996. And we did end up telling the DJ that if he played the Macarena, we would break a table over his head. That was just due warning, man. If you play the Macarena, and September of 1996 was at the absolute height of the ridiculousness of Macarena. So anyway, all right, we got a break. What songs do you never want to hear ever? And what songs would you ban from your wedding? 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Triple Play, yeah! Patrick chose The Misfits, and that's Day of the Dead. And Patrick chose that in honor of the great George Romero. I watched Day of the Dead yesterday morning. And I've been watching some, off and on, watching some Romero stuff since he passed away. Day of the Dead is so good. So good. And it features, as I've mentioned before, the world's greatest zombie. Everybody's favorite zombie, Bub, is in Day of the Dead. Bub rules. All right. Hi, everybody. What songs would you ban from your wedding? So they did a poll over at 538.com and where they asked, you know, couples what songs they would ban from their wedding receptions. And we have 20 songs here, eight of which are tied for the 13th place, with 3.8% of the couples banning them. So let's continue, shall we? This is the next one on the list, also tied with 3.8% of the people. Here we go.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Street light people. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Street light people.
Yeah, I love that song. I hated it in 2005 for a period of time. I absolutely hated it in 2005, for obvious reasons. But I still love it, and I loved when they did. I'm in one of those idiots. I was a Glee fan long after people stopped watching Glee. I was still watching it. I love that show, and. But I can also understand why people would ban that, because again, I think what we're finding here is that you have to take into account that everybody's going to be loaded at your reception, so you have to keep that in the back of your mind. It's like, well, you know, everybody's going to be bombed. What's the worst songs that we can have to encourage idiotic, loud, drunken behavior?
There was also a movement that during that song, because it got played so often, people would kick up their legs and hold up their leg and use it as a guitar for the guitar solo. I saw that at a few weddings.
You see how many people are going to fall over at your wedding trying to kick their legs up?
Because they're all loaded. They're all drunk. It's an open bar, for God's sake. What's really funny is that I did not get drunk at either of my receptions, which is astonishing, quite frankly. At neither of my receptions did I get drunk. That's lots of people did, but I did not. And I think it was because I wanted everything to go okay. You know what I mean? I wanted everything. I didn't want anybody, because you know, all kinds of relatives and in-laws and people there, and I wanted to make sure everybody was having a good time and everybody was happy, and I wanted to make sure it went smoothly. So I didn't get drunk at the reception. So now, when the receptions were over, that's a whole other situation. So when we were done with the reception and went to a bar or something afterwards, that was when. You know. All right. Are we ready for the next one? Esmeralda, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've had Whip It Now with the Nay, Nay, Nay. And we've had Sweet Caroline, Single Ladies, and Don't Stop Believin'. And then this also tied with 3.8%. Now, you know, I can also understand not wanting that played at your reception. One, because I can't stand that song. But two, because of this, the rise in popularity of ABBA, was it Mamma Mia that did this? And people are like, I don't want to, because I wouldn't see, like, 20 years ago, I wouldn't see people saying, I don't want Dancing Queen played. I would imagine that they would want Dancing Queen played. So, I will say this about the about ABBA. You guys are too young to remember when ABBA was charting. You guys, you know, weren't even alive. Let me explain something to you. They were massive. ABBA in the 70s, massive. Everybody had all the ABBA songs. It was ridiculous. So that they were incredibly popular. And then they went to that period where they weren't, and that was the safe period to play Dancing Queen at your wedding. But not anymore. But I will say this about ABBA. The production on those songs is exquisite. They're incredibly well-produced records. Not my cup of tea, but man, those records sound good. Those songs sound... That's, you know, what we just heard, Dancing Queen, beautifully recorded song. Like, that's top-notch music production right there. So... All right. I don't know if I know this next one, Dan. Is it a more recent song? That's why I don't know it. You see the one I'm talking about here?
You know what? You might, once you hear it. It was a one-hit wonder back in the 90s.
Okay. Back in the 90s, so that means it's in you and Esmeralda's wheelhouse?
Yes. Both Esmeralda and I have heard this at weddings.
Okay. I don't recognize it by the title, but this is next, Tide 3.8. Get out. What the hell is that?
It was by some...
It's called Rednecks.
Yeah, they're a band from Europe. And they all dressed like they were hillbillies.
Okay.
And straight, they had the teeth, you know, missing teeth, cowboy hats that were dirty, long hair. Like, they embodied that.
And it's spelled, by the way, Rednex.
Yes.
Rednecks.
And so they just, it was dance music. I've never heard another song of theirs, but I remember seeing the video.
Okay. I've never heard that before in my life. And if I did, I don't remember it.
I think I have it on tape somewhere that I taped it off the radio.
Tape off the radio. All right. Okay, we got a break here. We got the news coming up and then more band songs. What songs would you never want at your wedding? What songs would you never want to hear? We'll do more of it after the news. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Patrick picks The Misfits and Land of the Dead. Picked three songs that were named after George Romero movies in honor of George Romero's memory. So there we go. Hi, everybody. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. We are going to play a little pop-up video. I understand it's Skip Skipley. The jet is on its way. Skip should be here momentarily, and Esmeralda and I will have another battle. And cats will be flying off of buildings, and Dave Ennett will be floating. So that will be happening. But right now we're talking about songs that you would ban from your wedding. And we have a list of the most banned wedding songs. Walt Hickey of 538.com interviewed a bunch of couples and said, what songs would you not play at your wedding reception? And we have the top 20, although the 13th slot is tied. And we're still there. So here's the next one. 3.8% of couples would ban this one.
Celebrate good times, come on. It's a celebration. Celebrate good times, come on. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, does that song still get played at weddings? Because when I went to a bunch of weddings like in the 80s and stuff, every single wedding, it got played. So
yeah, I would say one out of every couple weddings I've been to.
Really? So that's one that still gets played. Okay. All right. Now the next one, also tied. This is the final tie, and then we move up into percentage. 3.8%. Of couples wanted to ban this.
Well,
Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. Esmeralda, would you ban that from your wedding?
I wouldn't ban it. I would just play the original.
Yeah, that's true. As I've mentioned before, I still I enjoy that song for one reason. There was an episode of the Graham Norton show that had Hugh Jackman, Michael Fassbender, and my boyfriend James McAvoy on the show, and they talked about how Fassbender, it's really hard to get Fassbender out on the set when they made the X-Men movies. They had to get to coax him out. And so they would play Blurred Lines, and they played it on the set on the Graham Norton show, and then all three of them danced to it. And it's just, it's magnificent piece of television. Just watching Michael Fassbender, Hugh Jackman, and James McAvoy, all three three of the coolest dudes on the planet, dancing to that song. It just, it's so great. And I love James McAvoy. I love him. I can't wait to see Atomic Blonde. Because, first of all, Furiosa, Charlize Theron is going to kick massive amounts of ass in it. And James McAvoy is in it. So I don't care about anything else. All right. Okay, next on the list, banned from weddings, reaching a 4.4% of couples wants no part of this at their wedding. Yeah, that was played at my second wedding reception. Dan, I believe you were there.
I was, yes.
Remember when the families, the in-laws, pulled out, like, pictures of us?
Oh, yeah.
As children, like, they had a picture of Heather as a kid, and they made, like, a mask out of it, like, with a stick on the bottom of it, so they held it in front of their faces, and they had, like, me as a kid. They danced to We didn't know that was going to happen. Heather and I were like, what the hell is happening right now? They made like 100 of those things and handed them out to the guests. Some people, I believe, kept them, like they brought them home, like the my face on a piece of a stick.
I've heard it's in Andy Herman's bedroom.
Well, he was the DJ that at my wedding, at my second wedding. All right. All right. At 4.9% of couples would want this band. That song is a jam. What's the problem there? Is it because people are drunk? I mean, that song is a jam.
Yelling out Tin Roof.
Yeah, so what?
Yeah, I think that one's fine.
That's a great song.
That is very minimal embarrassment.
Yeah.
I think.
Love Shack, baby! I mean, that would be the problem with me doing my, Fred, what the hell is it, Fred,
Schneider.
If I do my Fred Schneider imitation, that would be the only reason people would ban it. If I were at their wedding going, Love Shack, baby! That's a great song. I would never ban that. I love that song. I love the B-52s, man. What is wrong with people? Did I just do a stereotypical Italian? What is wrong with people? It's me, Mario. I don't remember did Bob Hoskins do a bad like Italian accent in the movie in the Mario Brothers? Do you guys remember?
He might have done like a Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, that's what I want to say it was,
but not Italian. Yeah.
Hey, it's me, the Bob Hoskins. Because obviously I've only seen that movie once. The Super Mario Brothers movie, because it's such good casting. Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo as brothers, as Italian brothers. That makes a lot of sense. Ay, ay, ay. All right. La, 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 la. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! 773 area code Stevie Nicks, stand back. Get to hear three Stevie Nicks songs and picture a woman dancing around in gauze. One of my favorite moments in School of Rock is when Jack Black goes to the jukebox and he plays Edge of 17 and Joan Cusack starts singing along and going nuts. It's one of my favorite moments in the entire movie. Oh, man. All right. Hi, we're back. And we're talking about songs that weddings have been, that couples have banned from their wedding receptions. And we are now moving up to this one. Let's see. And we have a tie for the next two with 5.5 each. All right. So here's the first one.
You know you make me want to shout.
So, do they specifically the Isley that version they want? That's specific. They don't want to. They don't want to ban the Otis Day and the Nights from Animal House version. That's the because that's the one that caused all the issues. Could you imagine you're at a wedding and all of a sudden they play that and then people just take off their clothes and put on togas? Just so all right. Next on the list is a tied again with Shout. 5.5% of couples banned this from their wedding, and I totally agree.
Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is.
That song so much. Just, I can't stand that song. That was in that Minions, right? That's where it came from, right? He had a song in the last one, the Arby's Hat Man. We got some texts here. Steve says, "Shut up and dance." I've been to two weddings in the last couple of years where the wedding party insisted on choreographing the song "Shut Up and Dance." What's "Shut Up and Dance"?
Oh, it's that it's newer and it's like really, it's very on the lines of Happy, I think.
Oh, God. All right.
I'm kind of over this whole let's choreograph dances.
At wedding receptions?
Yeah, 'cause they're not even that great.
Yeah.
It's like, sit down, everybody. We get it. You're getting married. Good job. We already paid money to you. So what else do you want from us?
Well, it's kind of their day, Esmeralda. They can kind of do whatever they want.
It feels so like, ugh. It's like Sweet 16s where they do a whole thing. It's like, all right, we get it. It's your birthday.
All right. All right. I'm envisioning a City Hall wedding for Esmeralda at some point.
It's called No Wedding. No thanks.
With Grumpy Cat presiding. All right. Next on the list, 7.1 people would ban this from their wedding. 7.1 people. Yeah, 7.1% of couples.
How much would that 0.1 be?
Just his
feet?
Just his foot, yeah. Mm. Here we go. I have no idea what the hell that is. Not a clue. What is that?
I've never heard of it.
Wow, it's pretty high on the list, too. It comes in at number 8.
Yeah, it came out like 2 or 3 years ago.
Wobble by VIC. Okay. All right. Next on the list, 10.4%.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right foot in and you shake it all about.
You do the honky pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
God, that was a wedding staple in the past. Every single wedding, they would do the hokey pokey. Bunch of drunk people doing the hokey pokey. Okay, 12 point, now we're getting into the bigger numbers. 12.6% of couples banned this.
And I'll teach you, teach you, teach you. I'll teach you the electric slide. Some say it's a mystic.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't resist it.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't do without it.
It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Pickin' up with somebody, she's a chicken, a freaking dolly. She's a moving and a wiggle.
Yeah, there's nothing like watching a bunch of drunk people do the electric slide at a wedding.
I like the other one.
No, it's coming. Trust me.
Oh, the other electric slide?
Yeah, yeah, it's coming. And here is 15.4% coming in at number five on the list of banned songs. 15.4% of people don't want this at their wedding. Don't want to see a bunch of drunks trying to spell out the YMCA while knocking over tables.
I only want to see that done at a fabulous gay wedding where a whole tribute band of the Village People comes out.
No. Oh, okay.
Looking really good.
All right. So you're okay. Okay with that kind of stuff at a gay wedding.
No. But it has to be done.
At a straight wedding, nobody can dance.
No, but they have to then have a tribute band that exclusively does YMCA and maybe in the Navy. But they all have to come out. One's got to be the
right.
Native American, the cop, the this, the whatever, the other ones. It has to be that one, then they leave.
Okay.
And then everyone just watches in awe.
All right. Here is the next one. 16.5% of people don't want this at their wedding. Cupid Shuffle by Cupid. So again, this is like the reason why these are being banned is that these top ones are because they've got these dances that are associated with it. These annoying drunken like dances. So here's the next one. This one I have personal experience at banning. Yeah. Yeah, I personally banned that one from my wedding in 1996. Ridiculous. All right, we got two left. We'll do them after the news. So that was number three on the list. And then we have number two and number one banned songs that people don't want at their weddings. And then we're going to play a little pop-up video. I believe Skip Skipley has landed. So news is next. Picturing Joan Cusack right now. Stevie Nicks on Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! 773 area code. That's, of course, Edge of 17. All right. Hi. Nick DiGiulio here on 720 WGN. Before Skip Skipley takes over and we play a little pop-up video, we have to finish this. The top two songs that were banned, that want to be banned from weddings. So these are the top two. Number two on the list, 22.5% of couples polled want this band from their wedding.
To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stomp. Left foot, left stomp. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out.
That's enough. Oh, my God. I usually, if I go to a wedding reception and that crap starts, mm-hmm. I'm right to the bar. Now I can't do that anymore.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Just leave?
Earplugs.
All right.
Clear earplugs.
Number one. The number one song that couples would ban from the wedding reception with 23.1%. And I disagree with this completely. Proudly had that at both of my wedding receptions. and it was awesome. I love the chicken dance. The chicken dance rules. Also, because I have kind of an attachment to it, because I directed this play called Four Weddings and a Funeral, and the chicken dance was a major plot point. The idea was that these people were trying to kill the aunt, the elderly aunt,
mm-hmm.
and then take over her septic tank cleaning business.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to kill her because she loved the chicken dance. They were going to kill her by playing the chicken dance nonstop until she had a heart attack and died.
Wow.
So there was
a very elaborate plan to kill
someone. Yeah. The show ran for like 3 years, by the way. It was a huge hit. And so I had this whole like chicken dance thing done in the, and so my, and the show was running in 96 when my ex-wife and I got married,
mm-hmm.
and me and my ex-wife were in the show as well. And the entire cast was at the wedding. So that was, you know, that was pretty special. Because we did the chicken dance,
yeah.
And everybody was, and the girl who played Aunt Shirley was there, and she passed out when she was supposed to, because she passes out in the show, and she's dead. So, anyway, I love the chicken dance. So that doesn't surprise me though.